Walmart on wheels, the world's biggest retailer, starts delivering.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Steve Chiatakis. Walmart wants more business online. The company is testing an internet grocery service called Walmart To Go. It will roll out in San Jose, California. Our own Eve Tro joins us live to talk about this. Hi, Eve.
Hi.
So why is Walmart doing this now?
Well, Walmart's had 7 quarters of losses for in-store sales. So it's looking to online sales for a bright spot. Its web sales were up 70% last year. Also, as it expands in markets where people can get their groceries delivered, like New York and Chicago, it wants to challenge its competitors that already do that, companies like Fresh Direct, Peapod, and Amazon Fresh. I talked to Bert Flickinger at Strategic Resource Group. He says online sales require trust, so Walmart may have a little trouble there. It's known for cheap prices, not customer service. Like over the weekend, he says Walmart tried to draw in families by promising an Easter Bunny photo op, and in many stores, the bunny never showed up.
Children were upset. Parents were upset, saying they weren't going to come back. If Walmart couldn't deliver the Easter Bunny, it would seem that it would be a lot more difficult to deliver groceries every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, online groceries in general, though, Eve, have been kind of a tricky area. There have been some really high-profile flameouts, some local success stories. How might Walmart fare as a player in this area?
Well, I'm told 11 dot-com startups went belly up trying to do this, but then most of those didn't have any grocery experience. Walmart already sells the most groceries of anybody, up to a third of the whole U.S. market. And since it's starting with lower prices, delivery is probably going to be cheaper than other services. It's also about selection. Walmart To Go will probably have more variety than those other services. Now, Walmart hasn't spoken publicly about its business model for this, but their beta website suggests it's set to go national pretty soon.
Our own Eve Tro in Los Angeles. Thank you, Eve.
Thank you.
There is some bad news for Japanese carmakers this morning. Ratings agency Standard & Poor's cut its credit outlook for Toyota, Honda, and Nissan as production levels plunged after the massive earthquake last month. This morning, Toyota reported its output fell 30%. A tough quarter for another Japanese company as well. Nintendo reported profits fell 66%. The video game company wasn't hurt directly by the earthquake, but has been hit by some new competition. From Tokyo, here's BBC's Roland Burke.
Nintendo needs to power up its slumping sales. In its earnings report, the company says that profits have fallen by two-thirds in the past year and has been forced to slash prices to compete with other game systems like the PlayStation and Xbox. Plus, there's the looming threat of smartphones, which offer much cheaper, more portable games that may threaten all the big video game devices. Jay Defibau is an analyst with MF Global.
It's an issue for Nintendo as well as Microsoft and Sony, the idea that you can buy a quality game for $1 or $2 or $5 versus what Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo would rather have you do, buy something for $40 or $50 or even $60.
Nintendo says one way it hopes to stay ahead of the competition is with the first handheld device you don't need 3D glasses to use, the 3DS. It went on sale late in February, so we won't find out how well that's been doing until Nintendo's next profit report. In Tokyo, I'm the BBC's Roland Burke for Marketplace.
Wall Street could use a little flower power this morning itself. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.3%, 44 points to 12,461. The Nasdaq down 0.1% to 2817. The S&P 500 down 0.3% to 1332. Some good news from the housing sector. Sales of new homes ticked up in March more than 11%. That was better than expected, but still far below what economists consider healthy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
The U.S. economy is number one, for now. A report out from the International Monetary Fund says China's economy will surpass ours in 5 years. MarketWatch columnist Brett Aaron says, be very afraid. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How are they measuring this? How are they measuring the economies?
The IMF is looking at the size of the economies, and they're looking essentially at how much it costs to buy goods and services. So in other words, they're comparing the economies in real terms. China's economy in pure U.S. dollar terms is still much smaller than that of the U.S. But that is partly because the U.S. dollar is inherently overvalued on the currency markets, and the Chinese currency is massively undervalued. As a result, the difference saying that, oh, America's economy is still much bigger than China's is a purely artificial one.
So 2016 seems really, really soon. Is this sooner than we thought?
I think it's much sooner. You know, I don't think most people have really got their heads around the fact. I mean, you know, we have lived in the age of America for so long. There is, of course, no one alive who remembers anything else. And, you know, our economy has dominated that of the world, really, you could argue, since the 1880s. And we're going to enter a very different world, and we're entering it very quickly.
So what does it mean if our economy is smaller? What is the takeaway? Does it matter?
Oh, it matters enormously. Anyone who's a historian will tell you the lesson of history is you cannot stay number one when your economy is number two. It just doesn't work. Britain tried it. Other countries have tried it in history. Everything follows ultimately from economics.
Well, Brett, we'll have to leave it right there. But Brett Aarons is a columnist with MarketWatch. Brett, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Finally, over the past few months, women's clothing sales have been on the rise. That's according to the NPD Group. A lot of that apparently is thanks to jeggings. Those are jean-legging hybrids that look like jeans but have a lot more stretch. And the New York Times reports there's a push to standardize women's clothing sizes to do away with vanity sizing. That's when stores mark sizes as smaller than they are. So the next time I go jean shopping, I'll know exactly what size I wear. Yeah, pass the jeggings. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
What happens when you're so sick that healthcare companies won't touch you and government help is too expensive?
Technically, we qualified for Medicaid, but we wouldn't have any money to pay for the house or buy gas or anything like that.
I'm Kai Rizdal, High Risk Insurance Pools. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.